This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is pleasant with clear skies over Tel Aviv and warm sunshine in Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a mild breeze, making it a delightful afternoon for outdoor activities. Tonight, temperatures will remain warm, offering a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, a new wave of attacks in Lebanon, as reported by Walla 2 hours ago. The IDF struck the Ali Taher Ridge after a Hezbollah operation injured 3 Israeli soldiers. Also, Ynet reported 12 hours ago that Prime Minister's office accused Hezbollah of breaking a ceasefire, leading to serious injuries to 3 IDF soldiers. Also this hour, Mariv revealed new information about Mili and Liel Yahalomi's journey. Meanwhile, the IDF heavily struck in Lebanon, seriously injuring 3 fighters. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reported 5 hours ago that a shepherd was attacked by Palestinians in the West Bank. Gunshots were fired at an Israeli settlement, highlighting a rise in such incidents. And finally, I-24 News mentioned 3 hours ago that Mamdani is facing backlash after condemning an attack on a synagogue in New York. From X, the latest. Lizzie Savetsky, a well-known influencer, posted just minutes ago that attacks like the one on Central Synagogue are inevitable under current leadership. She expressed concern for all Jews, regardless of their political stance. Balaz News reported 30 minutes ago about a tragic ferry accident in Zimbabwe. Severe weather led to the capsizing of a ferry on Lake Kariba, resulting in at least 72 deaths, including 18 children. Eisenberg, a commentator, noted 37 minutes ago that 77 individuals identified as healthcare workers in Gaza were allegedly involved with Hamas and Islamic Jihad, using hospitals as operational bases. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. Earlier today, Al Jazeera reported that Israeli forces targeted the Ali Taher Ridge. The operation followed a serious injury to 3 soldiers due to Hezbollah's actions. The attacks mark a significant escalation in regional tensions, impacting the fragile ceasefire agreements. Turning to the domestic front, the Prime Minister's office issued a rare Saturday statement. As reported by Ynet, they accused Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire with a direct attack on IDF troops. This move signals increasing frustration and could influence diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, a shepherd's attack and subsequent gunfire at an Israeli settlement were highlighted by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Such incidents, although frequent, rarely make headlines. This underscores the growing security challenges in the area and raises concerns about the safety of local communities. On the economic front, first, Tech reported 3 days ago that Edeltech is in discussions to purchase 50% of the Hagit power plant from Shikun and Binui. This move could increase their stake to 75%, potentially altering the energy landscape in Israel. Separately, in a development from 4 days ago, Ynet Business noted that LinkedIn plans to close its R&D center in Israel. This is just 4 years after acquiring the analytics startup Oribi, impacting about 50 employees. And finally, Israel Hayom Business revealed 4 days ago that shareholders approved Viconia as a strategic partner in Sonovia. Viconia will take a 20% share, aiming to innovate in the production of next-generation textiles. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.